The first chakra, Muladhara, base of the spine, is equated with the Buraloka of the earth, where the body is grounded to the earth. This allows us to have a feeling of stability and appreciation of our place on the earth, here and now.
The symbol traditionally is the triangle, pointing downwards to the earth, the place of your incarnation, surrounded by a square, the location of our reality, with the four cardinal points, surrounded by the circle of our planet, but also for ongoing life. As the word chakra means wheel, which can be represented by the circle. Even the circle can be expanded, as seen in the petals of the flower, usually four, that extend out around the chakra, like a blossoming flower. So the energy of the first chakra allows us to grow ourselves from the earth, but also continue our connection to the wheel of higher life. The color of the symbol is red.
The traditional mantra is Lam. Let us say it 12 times as we visualize the purity of the soul like a lamb, Lam, going into the earth vibration. The second chakra, Svadhisthana, below the navel, is considered an energy associated with the Purvaloka, while still connected to the energies of the earth and the sun. It has a way of creating and establishing our place in the reality of life. Although it is associated with emotions and passions, the energy can be transformed into creative, positive energy flows through us.
The symbol appears as a series of circles, usually three, with an overlapping of each one aligning towards the bottom, so that the middle one looks somewhat like a crescent or moon shape. These three together are surrounded also by the petals of a flower, usually eight. As we activate the second chakra, we're able to align it with the higher creative divine presence, as well as our own creativity within this life. The color of the symbol is orange.
The mantra is Vam. The third chakra, Manipura, or solar plexus, is connected with the sun and its planets, as detailed by Svarloka, as the solar plexus harmonizes with the fire of the sun. So the energy here is associated with light energy that is both in the body, but also surrounding the body, and helps us to continue our life force and to bring forth a greater consciousness into the physical world.
Again, in the center is the triangle, pointing downwards to the earth. But this time, there is no square around it, and its edges touch the outer circle. The circle is surrounded by eight petals for the movement connecting the sun to the greater suns in the heaven, the stars, and that which is beyond. And so with the third chakra being activated, our sun, our source of life, we find is now connected to a greater source of higher light. The color of the symbol is yellow.
The mantra is Ram. The fourth chakra, Anahata, the heart chakra, is where the divine energy truly begins to open within the body, establishing a higher body of loving harmony, expanding consciousness to the Maharoka, which reveals the opening of the universe even beyond the local stars. So the heart not only opens up to appreciate the full universe we live in, but is also the inner temple that radiates the love for all creation.
Here the symbol is two intersecting triangles, like the Hebrew Star of David, which shows us how we need to receive the energies of the heavens, but also balance it with the heart as we also connect to the earth we live on. It is surrounded by a circle, but has 12 petals of the flower around us. So let us realize the activation of the fourth or heart chakra brings together not only our love emanating from the planet, but the love of the divine and others, bringing forth the power of light into our hearts and our minds. The color of the symbol is green,
which also connects with Yah, the vibration of the divine name to the prophets of the ancient Torah. The mantra is Yam. Fifth chakra, Vishuddha, throat chakra, moves us to the point that our love becomes an inspiration. It corresponds to Yanoka, where the beings who live in this consciousness reality have control over the elements of nature. That control comes through sound and frequencies that are able to heal and transform the cells of our body, but also help to awaken those around us to the voice of love, peace, and understanding.
So the symbol is the central triangle, pointing down to the earth, with each of its three vertices touching the circle, as the voice is that which also helps to bring the energies of the heavens to the earth. However, the corners of each of the three sides of the triangle complexifies to create a six-sided inner geometry of a hexagon. So at the inner side is a hexagon, which expands to become a downward-pointing triangle, surrounded by a circle with 18 petals of the flower around it. As the fifth chakra is activated, it is the voice of the dove coming into us and bringing that vibration within us and down to the earth of light, wisdom, and knowledge. The color of the symbol is aquamarine blue.
This is the vibration also of the Hamitic people of the ancient Near East and East Africa, who carried forth the sacred scrolls of light. The mantra is Hum. Hum, 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 hum. The sixth chakra, Ajna, our third eye, opens us to the divine insights connected with the powers of Tapaloka, associated with the knowledge realms. This is the opening of the third eye and is the only real geometry that is elongated to the right and left side, just as the third eye is placed between the top of your head and your two eyes. This is truly the beginning of insights that are beyond what our five senses can reveal. This is how time and space become illusory when we bear witness to a greater reality of knowing past, present, and future.
It again has a triangle in the center pointing downwards, the corners of the triangle touching the circle. Yet, around the circle are only two petals, which reach out to the left and the right side of the circle, symbolic of the opening of all eyes to the higher wisdom and light. And so as we form this trinity of the right eye, the left eye, and the third eye, together, let us receive the wisdom of who we are, why we are here, and how we can help humanity. The color of the symbol is indigo.
The seed mantra is Om, but one can also add the supernal sound. Pranava Om,
Pranava Om, Pranava Om, Pranava Om, Pranava Om, Pranava Om, Pranava Om, Pranava Om, Pranava Om, Pranava Om, Pranava Om, Pranava Om.
The Sanskrit word for the cosmic sound. The seventh chakra, Sahasrara, or in Hebrew, Kether, for the crown chakra, brings us into godliness and experience, the Satya Loka, or Brahma Loka, the realm where the heavenly holarchies, the angelic beings, reside. It is they who give us the overview from a reality that is all-knowing, all-loving, and all caring.
The symbol is truly the many-petaled lotus flower unfolding. But at the heart is the circle, which then has several tiers of blossoms around it. The blossoms are now in layers upon layers, as many layers as you would imagine for the dimensions of worlds that are required to reach into the higher heavens. And so, as we activate the seventh chakra, we're bringing forth the higher chakra levels of the eighth, the ninth, and tenth of our higher body that is activated now as we reach out in oneness. The color of the symbol is violet.
The seed mantra is Om, or some say Aum, as we align all seven chakras with the power of Om.
Oh.
vibration of Om also includes omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, and omnidirectionality of our light body, activated by the unity of the seven chakras. So let us go forward as peacemakers, as pillars of light, as a light unto the nations, as those who are with the divine and the human. On all levels of experience, we who are multidimensional beings, awake to the reality that we are local and non-local, the house of many mansions. Let us be blessed. Amen, 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 and amen.